I'm chewing gum today because I feel like that's only appropriate with our topic today, which is talking about TikTok, but not just about TikTok, about safety on TikTok.
Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets.
Yes, safety on TikTok. Should kids be on TikTok? Do parents need to enable some kind of parental rules or guidelines for their kids? Is TikTok a place where creepy pedophiles and perverts can find my kids? All great questions. We're going to dive on into those and more as we discuss what does safety look like on TikTok and how can parents make sure that their kids are safe on TikTok. So the very first important point about TikTok safety and discussing whether or not your kids or your teens should be on TikTok is very, very simple. This is going to cut out a lot of the problems for many parents that are watching this. First and foremost, TikTok actually has a rule that kids need to be 13 years old in order for them to be on TikTok. So if your kids are under 13, good news, you don't even have to fight about it. Easy peasy. They cannot be on TikTok until they're 13 years old. So I know that right there is going to solve a lot of issues for so many parents. But then the next point is, what happens when they are 13? Is TikTok a safe app? Is it one that I need to be concerned about their safety, what they're viewing, etc.? And now I'm going to balance my opinions on this, being both a social media manager, being also a millennial, being a parent of three, and having kids that are almost the age where they're going to start being on social media. I've experienced a lot of trolls content. I've spent probably more time on social media than most parents have at any point in their life, because it literally is my career, my passion, and something I like to do in my free time as well. But I've seen so much on social that I have to ask myself, like, would I let my kids be on TikTok? And the truth of the matter is, I would not let my kids go on TikTok without having certain very, very strict regulations into place. Meaning, number one, I would set up the digital well-being settings within the TikTok app, which means you can limit the amount of time that they can spend on the app. You can also limit the content that they see and how inappropriate it is. I will say that even as I put that filter on, I've also noticed that some inappropriate content still comes through. So just good to keep that in mind. I would also have a strict no comments allowed rule for my kids, meaning you're not allowed to comment on other people's videos, and you're also not allowed to have comments on for your videos. You've got to turn comments off. Because all it takes is one person freaking out on your video, making fun of you, saying something terrible or inappropriate before suddenly the whole vibe of the video, wow, that light is bright, before the whole vibe of the video just gets off. And I wouldn't want that for my kids. I wouldn't want them to go viral being trolled or bullied. So I would make sure that comments were off. I would also have them have private profiles. Now, that being said, at about 13 years old, kids are aware of some different things. They're aware of a lot, and I'm sure you're aware of how much your kids are aware of, or maybe not. Maybe you don't know how much they've learned in school. And so I think back to like what my level of awareness was at that age, and I think, okay, well, you know, I probably wouldn't want my kids to just browse this app unnecessarily, because some of the humor and some of the levels of grotesque content on this platform are so much further than where a 13-year-old needs to be at. Just ask yourself, spend a couple minutes, honestly, browsing the app. Actually, you know what? Your kids are going to spend more than a couple minutes browsing the app. Spend a good 60 minutes or 2 hours browsing the app and look up like different popular creators. Look at their content. Look at some of the dark humor of TikTok and ask yourself, am I comfortable with my kid watching this? Because if you watch it and you say, oh, I'm so glad my kid doesn't watch this, they're watching it. Like, that's plain and simple. They are curious. They're excited. They want to see what's going on. So ask yourself, am I comfortable with my kid watching this? Now, for us, I'm so sorry, the sun is so bright. so for us, how we're navigating this is, I'm asking myself, am I comfortable with my kids being on TikTok without me there? And for me, the answer is no. I want to be there watching what they're seeing so I can easily pull the plug, change it. But at the same time, it's not necessarily appropriate for my kids to be on TikTok for several more years. But also, I think about how they just don't need to see the majority of the content that's there. When they start to hit 15, 16, 17, 18, I'm going to look at their level of awareness, their level of capacity for processing information, and from that, I'm going to make the decision, is it time for them to just go carte blanche? Now, that's not probably how I'm going to run things. I'm not a Karen unless you look at the TikTok comments. However, I do have pretty tight reins when it comes to electronics and social media with my kids, just because I've seen so much on social that I am very, very careful with them. When my kids start going like on social, we're going to have very strict guidelines, and that's going to wait at least until they're 13, but they're begging to be on. And my big thing is I want to make sure that they're, that every little bit that we can, we delay their full immersion onto social media until their prefrontal cortex is fully formed, because it's difficult to know the difference between a silly or stupid prank and something that could end your future career. So I think that's really important for parents to know. So I hope that this served you well. If it did, be sure to leave a comment, give it a like, invite your friends to this in case you think that this might be beneficial to them. I'll catch you guys later, and subscribe to my channel before it gets so bright that I disappear.